This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've done some very frantic scribbling on a bit of paper, but I've collected all of the results together, all the people we phoned, all the people who sent their scores in, and I have worked out all of the results. I can't say they've been independently verified. I did it, and then I announced the results to Ibby, who was sat next to me. But if that counts as being independently verified, then we are good to go. So in 10th place, we have Italy with 1 point.
We're just a simple band who roam about the land, dispensing all their own frivolity.
In 9th place, we have Austria with 4. Place goes to Ireland with 5.
Wrong words said in anger and you were gone.
7th place, we have Russia with 9 points.
All day long I'd be the biddy bum if I were a wealthy man. Hey!
6th place, we have the UK with 11. In 5th place, it's Romania with 15.
Holland's a hay, roll your troubles away. When life is awful, just jump on a stroffle and roll in the hay.
In 4th place, we have France with 26.
Les flammes, l'enfer. Dans leur multitude.
3rd place, Israel, 34.
You're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine.
In 2nd place, with 41, we have Germany.
Alone in your room, come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
So that means our winner of Showtime's special Eurovision episode is Greece with 45 points.
Ella and Ivy from the Popular Table have just been, I think jiving can be the only way to describe what they were doing in the studio.
Really impressive.
It was amazing.
We're going to be on Strictly later this year. Obviously, opening for us tonight, that was Waterloo. It won last week's Eurovision, our Eurovision-themed episode. So, as promised, it was opening tonight's show. We're sort of unsurprised that
ABBA I mean,
won.
They kind of have what you were saying, they have a kind of track record for winning these things, so we couldn't, it wasn't like, oh no.
We have, admittedly, the song that won is a song that has won Eurovision in
like,
the past.
Yeah, like, we maybe should have thought this through a bit more, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe you're fine. But it'll be fine. So, obviously, next year's Eurovision-themed episode is going to be set in Greece.
Woo!
Metaphorically. No, we're just going to go to Greece.
We should go to Greece. I think we can get it on, like, you know, expenses.
Yeah.
A business trip. Because it's important that we be in the setting.
Showtime's first outside broadcast. It's going to be great. If you're interested in going to see Mamma Mia, by the way, it's on at the World Concert Hall here in Nottingham. Not a Eurovision version, an actual professional tour version. It's the first UK tour of Mamma Mia, and it's on in Nottingham from the 14th to the 25th of June. I've already got my tickets. I'm going to see it.
I can't wait. Unsurprising as well.
Yeah. I'm going to be the one person that everyone's sitting there watching it. And I'm like, guys, let's dance.
Up, everybody up.
Let's dance. We're turning it
into... If you hear someone shouting, Showtimers, show yourselves, you'll know who it is.
Showtimers, unite! But starting for us tonight, it's sort of following on from last week's Eurovision themed. I mentioned that I'd been... I really wanted to play Le Grand Jour from Les Miserables, but it broke the 6 people allowed on stage rule, so we went for Stars instead. Sous les étoiles. I will never pronounce anything in French again, I'm sorry. But I love Le Grand Jour. It's a really beautiful version. So from the 1991 Paris Revival cast recording, this is Le Grand Jour. Now, our next song comes from a really bizarre musical. There's no other way to describe it other than really bizarre.
Because we like the bizarre musicals over
here.
We
do. I was introduced to this by my brother, who in fairness is equally bizarre. It's called Lucky Stiff, which already is pretty strange. For those people who don't know, which I'm... in fairness,
most people.
Myself included, really. Wikipedia is fantastic for things like this. It's about a man called Harry Witherspoon, who's a bored shoe salesman, who finds that his distant American uncle has died and left him $6 million.
Oh, always lucky. I mean, you know, keeping
those... Wait for it.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
He only gets the money if he takes the corpse of his dead uncle to Monte Carlo for the trip of a lifetime, pretending all the while that his uncle is alive.
Okay. Easy.
It's
done.
So strange.
Does he get money from the $6 million to make the trip, or is he having to pay his own money?
I do not
to
know.
Get the $6 million.
If anybody at home knows the answer to that question, I don't know.
I don't know why I'm going to economics with this one. I'm like, hang on, but where's the money coming from?
Stand up halfway through the show, and go, I think you'll find the flaw in the show.
Excuse me, in the interval, can I ask a question? And they're like, no. We're doing costume changes.
Not the fact that he's taking a dead body around and pretending it's alive. No, it's the monetary aspect. Just so weird. Okay. That was a phone call from Lucky Stiff. You're welcome, Jake. And Abby, stop laughing at the words Lucky Stiff.
I... How dare you?
Be professional.
I'm very professional. That's why I didn't mention it on air.
You waited to the song break to say, I'm so pleased you stopped saying Lucky Stiff, because otherwise I would have just laughed.
Let's move on.
Your mission at home, people, try and get Lucky Stiff into conversation as many times this week as possible. Send us anything.
Please.
If you ever manage to get it in. We're on Facebook, URN Showtime, Twitter, Showtime URN. You can also send messages, obviously, through the online text thingy-bob, which I haven't mentioned in a while, but
it's there.
The text thingy-bob
like
is always
there.
From you. Fortunately, after Lucky Stiff, our next show is much more familiar to everybody. All you need to know about it is that this show opened on the 18th May at the Theatre Royal and is going to be there right up until the 29th. So you've still got time to see it if you haven't got tickets yet. It stars Lee Mead, winner of BBC's Any Dream Will Do, as Caratacus Potts, and Carrie Hope Fletcher, who I think people of my generation certainly are aware of. She's the younger sister of Tom Fletcher, the guitarist in McFly, and she's just finished playing Eponine in Les Mis for
and
ages.
And she has a YouTube channel, so
she
that
does.
Might be where you know her from as well.
Funnily enough, she actually starred as one of the children in this show, which I still haven't named, but I'm hoping that these clues will give it away.
Piece it together.
She starred as one of the children in the original production, and now she's back playing Truly Scrumptious. So I think it's gone a nice full circle. The version that I'm going to play is from the 2002 original London cast recording, which stars Michael Ball and Emma Williams. This is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Just in case you were wondering.
Another self-explanatory song. We like
Thank
those
God.
On Showtime. Oh, I'm so out of breath again. I'm sorry, people. I forget that I have to talk after songs and I just get...
very entertaining when she suddenly looks over and goes, I've only got 20 seconds, and starts running round with, like, shoes flying everywhere.
You don't need to know this, but I'm doing this particular link without any shoes because I took them off to try and do the Charleston. I blame Ibby, but there we go. There is a song coming up from Zorro later, performed by Emma Williams, so I'll talk more about her then. But what's important to know right now, in this moment, in proper segue style, is that Michael Ball... So a few weeks ago, I mentioned that I hadn't heard from Alfie Bowe in a while. And this does all link. So go with me on this. I mentioned I hadn't heard from Alfie Bowe in a while and that I was worried about him.
Sounds as if you're friends. Anyway, carry on.
We're
keep
best
going.
Friends. He just doesn't know it. It then turns out that he is playing J.M. Barrie in Finding Neverland on Broadway. So I announced that. The week later, I then announced that, after saying that, it had been announced that Finding Neverland was now closing on Broadway.
Oh.
So, sorry, Alfie, I feel I may have indirectly brought that about. But the good news is, and this is where we're going with this, is that Alfie Bowe has teamed up with Michael Ball, who you just heard there singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they're going to release an album later this year, and then they're touring the UK. So I'm really excited about this. They're going to be in Nottingham on the 20th of November this year. I think 20th and 21st, actually. Tickets went on sale on Friday, so this is a really recent thing. It's going to be amazing. It's two of the greatest singers in musical theatre at the moment. Singing together, I mean, what could possibly be better? Diamond Day there with I Could Easily Fall in Love with You from Summer Holiday. It's a really good feel-good song.
Yeah,
I love that.
I feel a little happy now.
I was going to play Summer Holiday every week. It's nearly the summer holidays. That's going to be the only segue.
All link you need. All the link you need. I missed out loads of words from that sentence.
Stop talking, Abby. It's fine. We now move on to a show that I first mentioned a couple of weeks ago, which, of course, you may not actually know because it was in the time that the show got cut off. It was cut off directly before the song from this show that I'm about to play. It's The Addams Family, and it's really good. Last time I played Pulled by Krista Rodriguez, who plays Wednesday Addams. But I also happened to mention that I had been planning to play a song called Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love. Mostly because it's a good song, but also because Nathan Lane is just phenomenal in it. I said last time that his pronunciation of the word chocolate deserves a Tony. I stand by that, and you'll hear it in this song.
Can we do Love Him, Claxon, please, for Nathan Lane?
Easily.
Thank you.
You can have, like, three of them. He's fantastic. So you are, of course, in luck, ladies and gentlemen, because that is the song that I'm planning to play tonight. In this song, Gomez Addams, played obviously by Nathan Lane, love him, and the character Uncle Fester basically kidnap a man called Mal, who is the father of the boy Wednesday Addams has just started going out with, and they tried to get him to open up about his feelings without a great deal of success, I'll say. Just listen out for Nathan Lane. He's brilliant in this song. This is Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love. Oh, that was Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love from the
Fantastic
2010 recording of the Addams Family musical. It's so good.
Just so much like jazz dancing going
jazz
on here.
Jazz dancing. And Nathan Lane just
Jagalette.
Jagalette. You must love Jagalette. The only thing better than singing yeah, and dancing. That's our new motto. Just saying, people, let's get rid of Too Cool for Segways.
Please.
That is our new motto. We're just going to play it every week. The next song is from another of one of my favourite shows that we've played so far this term. I've already played a couple of songs from it on the show before. It's called Something Rotten. It's brilliant. It's open on Broadway. I just love it so much. I think I've said plenty of times before, but I'll just recap that it's about two brothers who are playwrights, and they're sort of fed up with Shakespeare taking all the fame, so they decide to write the world's first musical. I'm totally on Shakespeare's side because he's played by Christian Bale in leather and a goatee, and it turns out that's all you need to win me over.
If you were wondering, if you can imagine the amount of messages that have been sent about this musical.
Let's just say most of our conversations off air involve Christian Bale in leather. So as I said, this is from Something Rotten. This is another request from my brother. I was at home the past few days and he asked for this song. Slightly worried about some of the language that's in it, but I'm hoping no one important is listening.
If you are important, please stop listening now.
Ofcom, if you could just turn off for the next 3 minutes, that would be great. In this song, it's called God, I Hate Shakespeare. It's basically about how much Nick Bottom, the main character, hates Shakespeare. But again, relatively self-explanatory. As I said earlier on, I'm slightly in love with Emma Williams. That was a really bad segue. There was no segue there whatsoever. But Emma Williams is fantastic. Hashtag love her. She played, as I said, Truly Scrumptious in the original West End production of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. She originated the role of Louisa in Zorro.
As you may have guessed, Ella loves Zorro, the musical.
So good. I listen to Bambaleo nearly every day. Admittedly, it's still the French version.
Have you told them about the car incident?
Oh, no. It was my birthday, which is completely by the by, but I happened to be sat inside in my bedroom and a car drove past blasting Bambaleo at full volume. And I was so excited that I messaged Abby instantly and she said, chase after them. I'm like, I would have if I'd been walking. I would have, you know, rushed after
been
them
on that car.
Or at least got a number plate so I could track them down later. But because these are obviously my people. But alas, I was
they
sat inside and I couldn't get out in time, and I was devastated.
If you were the people that were driving around Beeston on Ella's birthday, please message us, because we'd love to know who you are.
Yeah, one of you may be my soulmate. This is the sort of thing I need to find out. That would be great radio.
Wow.
Oh,
it would be so cute. It would be made into, like, a daytime film instantly.
It'd be like a Richard Curtis movie.
Yes. But now, make it happen, people. Make it happen.
I said the first week back after Easter that I would play more from Zorro. I haven't, but now is the night that Zorro officially returns. And in English this time, which is good, because last time I played a song from the French version of the musical, which none of us could understand, but it was really great to dance to. This is Emma Williams, quite obviously, I'm obsessed with her, as Louisa in Zorro. It's a song that she sings when she sort of realises that she's beginning to fall in love with Zorro. It's not a big dance number like Bambaleo, but I think it's really beautiful and really shows off Emma Williams as a singer. So from Zorro the musical, this is Falling. My next song isn't really from a musical. Don't.
What?
What? Don't
what
shoot
show
me.
Do you think this is?
Well, this is a play. It's not a musical in any way. It's One Man, Two Governors, which was made famous by James Corden starring as the lead in its early runs on and off the West End a few years ago. Basically, this socially inept man played by James Corden gets employed by two people. One of whom's a gangster, one of whom's a criminal, and he can't let them meet. And there's all this sort of chaos going on around
shenanigans.
It. Shenanigans is a great word that describes this show. What I do know about it is that there's a live band. Who were called the Krays in the early productions. I don't really know how they fit in because I've never seen it, but I love this song.
So we're going to play it anyway.
So what? This was the song that they basically used on all the promotional footage when it was going around, and I absolutely love it. And this is kind of the only show at URN that's ever going to play this song. So take a break from actual musical theatre. This is just theatre. This is The Brighton Line. Next up, it's our penultimate song, and it's a show that I'm very, very excited about. It comes from the new Broadway hit Waitress, which is a show with music and lyrics by Sarah...
Sarah Bareilles.
We've been trying to discuss how to pronounce her surname.
We had to Google someone saying her name just to get it right.
Sarah Bareilles is what we're going for, and it's based on a 2007 film of the same name. Which neither of us had ever heard.
We didn't realise it was a thing, and then we're like, oh, okay.
Until about an hour ago when we learnt that it was actually a film. But
so
apparently,
we have no idea if it's any good or not.
No. But the show seems really good. It tells the story of a woman called Jenna Hunterson, who is a waitress, hence the name Waitress. It's pretty self-explanatory. Again.
Once again.
She's in an unhappy marriage and begins an affair with her gynecologist when she becomes pregnant again.
Once again, with weird, like, twist. Because musicals apparently can't just have, like, kind of simple plot line. We're like, no, hang on. Let's throw in a gynecologist. Because
I really love this song. I've been listening to it kind of on loop all week. It's called Bad Idea and it's sung by Jenna and Dr. Jim Pometer in the musical. But this version is from the recording that Sarah Bareilles released, which is herself singing all the songs as she was writing them, kind of like a concept album. And she was joined here by Jason Mraz, who is also famous, but I can't think of anything he sings.
I'm Yours.
Yes.
I'm Yours. Sorry, I will not sing ever again. I could do really bad covers, but I'm pretty sure you'd much rather just listen to this song.
That's all next week's show is going to be, just me and Abby singing the song.
She's going to be turning down the mics as the songs are on. You'll end up hearing me.
But yeah, so this is Sarah Bareilles and Jason Mraz singing this song. It's up for loads of things at the Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Actress and Best Actor, I think. But we'll have more about that in a few weeks' time when we do our Tony special. But for now, here is Bad Idea. Unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you to PR Abby for joining me.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
You didn't know. I was surprising.
I was trying to... It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. So I was like, oh.
I'm a wonderful human being. During the week, feel free to contact us on Twitter, Showtime URN, or on Facebook, URN Showtime. Now, closing the show tonight is a song from the musical Newsies. I've played quite a few things from this in the past, so I'm not going to give it much of an explanation. This is Seize the Day. We'll see you all next Sunday at 6 p.m.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.